Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is fucking Friday. It's the 19th day of February, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're gonna have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with JD and myself today. It is currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 39 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And the snow's, I mean, it's melting off quick. It's almost gone. We had about 4 inches yesterday, and they're claiming more. We'll take what we can get, but, man, I guess Texas got all the snow that was supposed to be here. Maybe they thought they'd teach those people a lesson and freeze up their fucking solar wind generator. It's a pretty big mess down there, what we hear. Anyway, that being said, good afternoon, John. And how are things today out there in Saigon, Jersey, this fine fucking, February day?
Good afternoon, Henry. And, of course, to all listeners, right now over here in Saigon, New Jersey, at about 95 feet above sea level mean, we currently have snow and more snow. And, of course, we had some snow, you know, this morning and then last night and the day before. And, well, we've had a lot of snow. In fact, I just got done. I was just out there for 2 hours plowing again and, using a snow plow and a snow blower. Because, when you push the stuff off, you can only do so much with that, and then you get in there with the snowblower to get it out of your way. So I was out there for the last couple of hours doing that again. In fact, I've done more snow blowing and snow plowing in the last probably 3 weeks than I think I have in the last 6 years put together. I mean, that's how much snow we've had. And I think someone said this. My friend mentioned there's going to be another snowstorm maybe coming our way next week. So it's not over for us yet.
Well, I would call you lucky, but... You're right by the ocean. I don't think you're lacking for water. Anything particular crawling up your ass today?
I didn't even have a chance to go through the news this morning just to see what was going on out there, what kind of bullshit they're pushing on us. I saw something real quick. So what the hell was that? I don't remember. It'll come back to me. The next news short is copper, Henry. Apparently, there's suddenly a copper shortage. So you can expect to see the price of copper to explode, just like the price of electricity down there in Texas. You know, their power bills have gone up by almost a factor of 100 times. So if you had a bill for $10, if your normal electric bill was $10, now it's close to $1,000.
If you can get electricity, you get to pay $1,000.
If you can get it.
Yeah. That's what I'm seeing on the stupid box this morning on myself. I'm a little off tilt here. I got a migraine headache. So I got the lights flashing, so it's going to be a wonderful fucking rest of the day. But at any rate, what I got, you mentioned this yesterday, and I want to go into it because it is where I live. Oregon wants to ban all self-defense. I thought that was quite... robust.
Yeah, now we've seen that somewhere else. I forget what other state had the same thing. You know, if someone comes and robs you, rapes you, mugs you, whatever, you're supposed to just lay there or try and withdraw from the situation, but you can't fight back. Whatever you do, you can't fight back.
Well, the thing is, they're missing the point. I mean, these people they cannot speak without lying. If the truth would even do them more good than a lie, they have to lie. I mean, they cannot do any other thing but lie. I mean, through this whole thing with the internet, fucking up and everything, everybody I talked to fucking lied. I mean, we were on it 24/7, trying to get it fucking straightened out and getting back up on the air, but everybody lied. Except for one person. One person didn't lie. One person was an honest person. That's the person that ended up fucking getting us back up and online. I mean, it's just fucking, it's pathetic. And of course, this so-called Oregon government, this Oregon fucking corporation, and the fucking faggot bitch that fucking is instituted. I mean, she'll be, it's just, this, these goddamn governorships are becoming like the fucking senators, you know, they, oh, it's my lifetime occupation. I'm going to be the governor the rest of my fucking life till I retire. Because there's no way to get rid of this bitch because of the fucking paper ballots here. And everybody's fucking figuring this shit out. But this idea, I take all our defense. Really? Well, we'll discuss that when we get back, if that's all right with you.
No, sounds good, Henry. Sounds like to me you're living under an occupation force just like the rest of the country.
That I am. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. Alrighty, Oregon wants to ban all self-defense. This is from Redouble News, sent in by a reader for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Oregon Marxists are attacking the Second Amendment again. It's not the Second Amendment to begin fucking with. It is the supreme law of this fucking land. It's the second article of the supreme law of we the people, ratified by we the people, the highest fucking authority in this goddamn state and in this fucking country. Get that? I mean, that's the first thing that just fucking just irks my ass about any fucking thing that's written anymore. Because they'll write, you know, some truths, but only to support a fucking lie. And we'll show that lower later on in the fucking broadcast. The bill wants to take away all your rights to protect yourself and leave you completely defenseless. Senate Bill 554 would make you a felon without even realizing it, limiting precluding the use of all affirmative defense concerning the possession of a firearm in public buildings by persons licensed to carry a concealed handgun. Now, the first thing, who are they putting the fucking spotlight on here? Those stupid enough to go out there and ask the permission of the fucking state to exercise a goddamn right that is chiseled in stone. It's a right that we're all fucking obligated as American nationals to defend and fucking enforce. But at any rate, you know, the bill redefines public buildings to include private residence of any official and the grounds adjacent to each building. And also, it also includes the passenger terminal and grounds adjacent of a commercial service airport. I mean, and the bottom line here, you know, Katie... Can I call you Katie, you fucking rash chin, rug-looking bitch? I'm going to tell you something. You start this out with that you're going to want to take to ban all self-defense. Well, the self-defense is in place. You have to get through the self. The self-defense is to defend. It's not just to defend us against the fucking MS-13 gang members you've pumped into this fucking state and all the other fucking trash that you fucking pumped into the state, you communist whore. It is to defend our fucking rights to defend ourselves against tyrannical, unlawful fucking pretense of a government corporations. And that includes you. So what you need to do is you need to get this shit passed and you need to get it put into fucking motion. Because sitting here fucking rattling your fucking mouth, acting like you have some kind of fucking authority over us, you fucking do not. You criminal whore. You need to fucking get on it. You need to go hire some balls. Because all you got's a fucking mouth that evidently you like to use on other women. Well, that's what you should be doing instead of trying to fuck with our Bill of Rights. You come on out and you try to defend this shelf and you'll see, well, we are fucking a self-defense fucking oriented fucking people. Always have been. You might play these fucking games in the fucking city, but goddamn, sooner or later we're going to, don't you think we're going to get sick of your sorry fucking ass, your unlawful criminal fucking ass? And then you're going to see fucking self-defense come into self-offense in enforcing our law. We have the right to enforce it on you, Katie. We have the right to try you in a common law court for fucking treason and sedition. And we have the right to have a jury that will, once they see just the, what you have signed and put your name to, can come to no other conclusion than the prima facie fact that you are a fucking traitor of the highest fucking degree. And then we have the right to ask that jury to fucking hang your ass, you fucking cunt. So give it a go. We'll go on into this. Like I said, what they're focusing on here is people who have went out to get the goddamn concealed carry. Which John promised you a story yesterday. It's actually a fucking warning. I found out what the kind of bullets those were, John. They're called fragable bullets. But anyway, when we got the last stimulus thing, Laura, you know, I've been training her for the last year because she's the only thing I got here. It's just me and her. Or when we go somewhere, it's just me and her. To, you know, and she, you know, had a 22 Magnum double action revolver, but it's not like being able to fucking throw real lead down line, you know, that fucking in a fight. So when she got the last stimulus, so she took her and she wanted to get a pistol. So we ordered, it took forever to find one, even to find a fucking pistol to buy. But all we could afford was a High Point. But, you know, my sons had bought them and they were 45s and they worked real fucking well. And they eat any ammunition you put in the son of a bitch. And so it took about, her name was immediately flagged. So it took 3.5 weeks to get the background check to go through. In the meantime, we ordered some ammunition. Go try to find ammunition online and look at what you're talking about. But we did find some ammunition. So we had the ammunition waiting, and we didn't, it was a day, I don't know, a few days ago, a couple of days ago, when the last day that the internet was out, I said, well, she was anxious to try it out. So we took it out, and she loaded a 10-round clip, put in it, jacked one in, fired it, bam, 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 shot perfect, as I expected it to. And I also ordered a 15-round clip for it. So I filled that 15-round clip up to make sure it was going to work and put it in, and bam, the second shot, it jammed. I cleared the jam, and I put the clip back in it and emptied the rest of the clip. And then from there, you know, she loaded another. It just kept getting worse to the point to where she pulled the trigger and it didn't fire because it didn't jack the action back far enough to cock the gun and put the next round into the fucking barrel. And I'm furious. So, you know, so I go home and I look in the breech with a flashlight and it's just like this fucking weird looking shit in there. It looked like the gun had been oiled and dropped in the fucking pummy with the fucking breech open. And so I'm puzzling over this, pissed off. And I said, well, fuck, maybe it's the powder and that ammunition. Maybe that's what fucking it's just some kind of shit powder. Because these bullets didn't come in fucking boxes. They came in a plastic bag. It was the only thing you could find. And so I took one of the bullets and I'm going to pull the bullet out of it. And I'm going to look at the powder and I'm going to pour it into onto a plate and burn it and see what kind of residue it leaves and what it looked like and what might have you. So I grabbed one of the bullets and I fucking clamped my vice grips down on it, used the table as a little bit of a pry. And I've taken hundreds of bullets out to examine them when I'm reloading and shit and what might have you. And I'm not even a whole lot of pressure. And it fucking snapped in two. The bullet snapped in two right where the crimp was, where it went into the case. And I looked at it, and it looked like cement. And I'm going, what in the fuck? There was no lead. It looked like fucking cement. So I said, told Lori to get me a drill bit. And I got a drill bit because I was going to drill on through that son of a bitch. I wanted to look at the powder. Now I wanted to know what the fuck this was. And so I start with the drill, and this shit is so fucking hard. John was right. I talked to him about it, and he talked about, compressing compounds to make fucking bullets instead of, using lead. And I found out what these are called. They're called fraggable bullets. And if you buy any of them, see, people they're fucking throwing anything out there, and people will buy it because there ain't nothing out there. You can't buy nothing. Luckily, I had a fucking, when we were clearing out the stuff in this house for a project we're doing, I had found a box. I don't know who in the hell gave them to me, but they were fucking 40 caliber Hydra shocks. I mean, these are real fucking federal. These are real fucking bullets. But these fucking bullets, they were actually shattering coming out of the gun, but they say they were built for target practice for police. And for home defense, so that, like, if you go to shoot, you don't shoot through a wall and kill somebody or what might have you. They shatter. But when they shatter, and then, you keep on reading, and it'll tell, gradually it'll foul the gun. Well, 20 rounds, and she pulled the trigger, and the gun didn't go off. These fucking bullets will get you killed. If you have them, pull the bullets out and put real fucking bullets in them, or get rid of them one way or the other. They're called fraggable bullets. And, I seen bullets of 45, I mean, 40 caliber. Take them. Get them now, quick as you can. But that was a mistake. Because now we got to get fucking ammunition, and fucking it's even worse and harder to get ammunition. There ain't none, no fucking where. Because John was talking yesterday, and I got to talk to him. The very fact that this kind of the demand could exist in the United States, this demand has been going on all summer long. I mean, they could have built new factories by now. And the prices, I mean, my God, they're charging fucking over $1 a bullet for fucking, like, these should be the cheapest fucking bullets in the fucking world, because it's what the cops use. It's what the military uses. I mean, that's why people were getting the 40 calibers. Anyways, so at any rate, last night I took the gun apart and I finished manufacturing it because it was fucking, I mean, goddamn it, High Point. I mean, they're a good pistol, and they shoot straight, and they're fucking really reliable. Everyone I ever saw until this one. And, but it wasn't the gun's fault. It was the fucking ammunition. So, I took the files, and it was hours and hours of sanding and filing and polishing and, correcting mistakes. I mean, they were just like jagged places. It was fucking, I mean, fuck you, High Point. You've made a fucking fortune, okay? Up your tooling. Do a little better job of fucking manufacturing. I spent 5 fucking hours completing the manufacturing of a fucking brand new gun. And I shouldn't have had to. So it did shoot all right the first fucking time around, but I could tell, I could feel it. I mean, like, they got this coating shit on it and everything, and you don't want to slide working like that. When I got done with it, it was smooth, and everything just worked like a fucking sewing machine, like it's supposed to. At any rate, I warn you about these frags. You better look if you bought bullets. They didn't even come in a box. They came in a plastic bag. And if you ordered any of these, they had 45 and they were 40 caliber. And you better go back and look at your order. And if it says fraggable bullet, first thing, they're going to dirty up your fucking gun and you're going to have to clean it. But these bullets will get you killed, because when you pull the trigger and nothing happens and you're in the middle of a fucking shootout, that's not good. I mean, you can get another bullet in it if you're, fucking... Oh, I don't know if you grew up, I mean, you've lived with guns all your lives, and you clear a jam in a second, or what might have you, but These bullets will get you fucking killed. I don't know. I'll try to get the bullet puller and pull the fucking bullets out of them and put fucking lead bullets in them so that they can be used, because the reports were, the reports were all fucking consistent. But, I couldn't see where they were hitting that, because I think they were shattering apart in the fucking air. I think they were shattering apart in the barrel house. Could it blow back and be in the goddamn breach? But some, it was from a company in Kentucky. But fragable bullets, fucking, you do not want them.
Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I must have echoed. Yeah, just a heads up with the federal with the aluminum case as well.
Uh-huh.
Two times with me, I'd load a magazine and insert it and cock it.
Yeah.
And it pulled the projectile out and dumped all the powder down in the magazine.
Oh, twice. Really? Really? That's like like those blazers, huh?
I think what I had was federal. But
federal?
Whatever it was, I don't remember. It had aluminum case.
I can tell everybody the brand names don't mean shit anymore because they're outsourcing all this fucking loading
and
stuff.
I got some federal, but I'm pretty sure it was federal that I had. They had some aluminum I bought at Walmart years ago. But that happened twice.
Man.
In the same box of 50.
God almighty. Well, I don't know if it was this summer or last summer. Yeah, but I spent a whole year, just training Laura on guns. I mean, she had got her 10/22, and I already had that 22 Magnum, and I gave that to her, which it had a 22 long rifle cylinder, so we could shoot cheap. I mean, it wasn't cheap, because fucking the same bullets that prior to the, quote, fucking last shortage that costed fucking $10 for fucking 500 of them, now cost, they were up to fucking, what the hell was it? They were like $25 or $30 fucking dollars for fucking 500 rounds of fucking ammunition. So they had some American Eagles, which I've shot those all my life, and I've always thought that, I think they're made by Federal. But I'll take them, man. I wanted those. But there was an abundance. There was all different choices I could make. I mean, the shells were full again. And you would think that the manufacturers had caught up and would be actually stockpiling. But the people who stockpile are the people who know this shit's coming down the road. They're the people that are making a goddamn fortune off this fucking misery that we're suffering. They've got pallets of them. And they're going to sell you fucking shit like these fragable fucking bullets. I would like for this motherfucker to come out here, and he can load his gun with his fragable fucking bullets. I'll load mine with fucking lead, and we'll go out and fucking, we'll have us a good old-fashioned fucking gunfight right in the middle of fucking street. And we'll see who fucking wins. I mean, God damn it. It's just everybody's a thief. Everybody's a liar. And that's what they want us to get, to believe in, even of one another. I think that's what the new... reset is all about, is to change your behavior, to make you tell you just don't believe anything. It's like, when the internet was out, we had the hotspot on the Verizon, and, early in the morning, it would work good enough so we could put up because it worked slow. But by noon, because everybody was there was no internet, everybody was using the hotspot because they're educating their children. So, I got through to some fucking people. And at first it was a gal in Idaho, and Laura was talking to her. And then they switched us to a gal here in Oregon. And she said, everything's going to be back to normal in about 5 days, which tomorrow will be the fifth day, and everything is pretty much back to fucking normal. So this was a planned fucking event. But this fucking bitch tells us, and listen to this, she says, in the meanwhile, I'll get in contact with Verizon and have them turn the tower more towards your direction. I mean, how fucking stupid do they think that we fucking are? that we don't know what a goddamn cell tower looks like, that we do not know that it has four fucking discs on it going out in every direction, that we haven't had this for fucking years, and it's worked better than the internet in the fucking house worked. And just in the last few months, it just kind of dogged down to nothing. Now they got their new system in, things are back, and fuck, it works. And everybody's paying for the fucking internet necessary to accommodate the invasion of the fucking Californians. Plain and fucking simple. And anyway, back to this goddamn article. The bill will make you a felon if you travel near an airport and have a firearm, even if you are a concealed handgun license holder. Fuck it, I don't care if you're a concealed handgun license owner. I have the right to fucking openly carry or carry fucking concealed. My second article right is not fucking yours to fucking define, whore. And when they talk about their definition, you know, talking about near their properties where the officials live, it's because everybody out here, including myself, we're starting to wear our fucking guns everywhere we fucking go. You think you're going to fucking take our guns for us? Or you're going to catch us without them and then come and raid our fucking houses? You think so? Everybody's fortifying here. And everybody, when they're going, I mean, I'm seeing more and more. Every time I go, I'm seeing more and more people packing their fucking pistols. And you know they got rifles in the fucking rig. It's because this shit is coming to a fucking head, Katie. You better take your corporation and get the fuck out of Oregon, you fucking cunt. You criminal whore. You are in violation of the highest law in this land. You are guilty of sedition and treason. And our common law courts are going to be reinstated. And you are one of the people that needs to stand trial. So the people can see that you fucking, there's no way you couldn't know that what you were doing was fucking communist sedition against the fucking free people of this fucking country and against our authority. At any rate, back to the story, but wait, there's more. The bill would also make you a felon if you go near any loosely defined public building that has declared itself a self-defense free zone. A self-defense free zone. A self-defense free zone. Fuck you! Those public buildings belong to us! And our goddamn rights exist on every fucking inch of them. You sons of bitches are going to fucking reap the whirlwind. And you fucking know it. And you, the chicken shit little, do it! Just go do it! Man, fucking nobody, people just stop playing the fucking game. Unregister to vote. You've seen on a nationwide fucking scale what the fucking vote by mail means. It means that you have no vote. Even the thought of vote. You never had one to start with because you're a fucking 14th Amendment subject. Subjects have no say in their fucking rule. Got it? Just tell them, do it. Get to fucking doing it, you fucking pricks. You, Katie, you go get your goddamn thugs hired or whoever you're going to send to fucking face our home, our self-defense. I mean, goddamn, the way this thing starts, Oregon wants to ban all self-defense. Well, what the fuck, that goddamn people's houses here are fortified. And we're fucking carrying out in the open. That is our self-defense. You think you can take it from us? You have to fucking defeat it first, don't you? And you do not have what it takes to defeat it. And you know it. And there's, like I tell you people, and I'll tell you people in Oregon, right? There's, that cunt will go stay there until she fucking drops dead. Like the rest of these fucking that senators and shit that go there, that's their fucking career. That was not what this fucking country was supposed to be. And she's nothing more than a glorified clerk who has been fucking acting like she is the fucking dictator in a fucking corporate fiefdom, which she actually is, only it ain't the corporate fiefdom is a violation of the fucking law of this fucking land, and in particular the 9th article of our Bill of Rights and the 10th article, which applies the 9th and the rest of the Bill of Rights to the state of fucking Oregon. This only goes away one way, people. And it's a fucking fight. We gotta kick their fucking asses. It's time. It's past time. I don't know about you, but I can tell you for a fact, I am fucking sick of living like a goddamn fucking slave. I mean, I do not fucking comply with anything. When I go out in public, I have to look at faceless fucking people. I have to look at the fucking morons and know that these are supposed to be my countrymen. These motherfuckers that are bowing to this shit. A lot of them ain't. Make no mistake, plenty of them ain't. But here where I'm at, the Californians that have invaded this fucking state now outnumber us. So you're going to see more mass than not. Because those communist son of a bitches already destroyed their fucking state. Now, so they're going to come up to here and just, well, goddamn, we can go up into Oregon and we can fucking get, you know, we got the Masonic lodges. We can have any of the public lands turned over to us from the Forest Service to the BLM to us as individuals or as our little, business groups. And we can make all kinds of money as the fucking, they don't give a shit. They think they do not give a shit. They do not, they believe that they're one of the protected ones. They do not realize that to bring the world population down to under 500 million, every one of them motherfuckers ain't gonna, they can't be a part of it. I mean, they gotta have people to fucking, they gotta have kids to rape. They gotta have people to fucking serve them. Maybe that's what you're being saved for. Maybe they've told you that you're going to be, you ain't going to, when we give you your shot, it's going to be saline. Don't worry about it. You're one of us. But the people in this, I'm telling you, we are so fucking sick of you cocksuckers. If you fucking knew, you would fucking run. You would turn around, pack your shit, and fucking run, dig a fucking hole, and bury yourself in it. This is not gonna fucking fly, and you know it ain't gonna fucking fly. Self-defense means self-defense. That's whether we're defending ourselves against one of your MS-13 gang members or against one of your fucking Blackwater USA corporate enforcers. They're both unlawful. They're both criminals, and they both will be defended against, and this will turn into an offense. Once you go and get the shooting started, I can't fucking wait. At any rate, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:42 Pacific time, and that was Hogjaw with Get Some, and that's it. You gotta get out and get some! You see, you can't just keep running your fucking mouths. I mean, pretty soon it comes like the little boy that cried wolf. And then the fucking tables turn, and nobody, well, right now, there's nobody, anybody that believes anything that comes off the mainstream propaganda machines, or not even the mainstream propaganda machines, the fucking conservative, the fucking liberal, the fucking communist, the fucking progressive, all fucking lies. They cannot tell the truth. They will not tell the truth. And they don't care that you know. I mean, just like this fucking bitch telling us that they're going to turn a fucking cell tower to point more at our house. First place, you don't know where I live. And the second place is that I know where the fucking tower is, and it ain't the fucking tower. You're just lying to me. Instead of telling me the truth because you're selling me a fucking service you're not fucking delivering. That used to, if there was a common law court, I'd take your ass into court and you'd have to pay it all back and fucking pay a penalty. You're not going to win this. Get it through your fucking head. We'd rather be dead than be slaves. Anyway, it's time for the tactical report. I'm sorry, John, I didn't even say that right. The word from the trenches, this headache thing. The word from the trenches is hosted by Henry Shively, my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. And so it's time for the tactical report, and I'm going to turn this mic over to you, brother, and have at him.
Okay, Henry, thank you as always. All right, let's get moving. I am John D., U.S. Marine. This is the snow report. Oh, I mean, I'm sorry, the tactical report. But it's up here in snowy central Jersey because it's snowing again right now. God damn it, man. I think we moved there was a continent shift, and we now were the North Pole was. So we're the new North Pole. I don't know. That's the way it feels anyway. But going on, it is, this is the Tactical Report. It is Freaky Friday, Freaking Friday, February 19th, 2021, 1545, Eastern Daylight Time. That's 345 to all you civilians out there. And to all the retards who, they're waiting, they're just going along with the plan. Somehow, some way, Trump and the military, they're going to depose this communist regime, this communist coup down there in Washington, D.C. You just got to sit there and wait. Just wait. Wait for it. Hold your breath. Wait. For all you imbeciles, Mickey's little hand is past the three, and his big hand is pointing up at the thing that looks like an eight, with a bite out of the bottom of it. That would be the famous John Lennon, the number nine. All right, let's get going. Let's take a quick fly over the financial markets and see how everything's reacting, because, again, this is one of the indicators, because if they think their plan, that's the communist plan to overthrow the entire fucking planet, is going to hell in a handbasket, the first thing you're going to see them do is crash the stock market. You're going to see them pull their money out of this because they're going to go and buy real assets before this currency stuff becomes completely worthless. So let's see if there are any indications that they're worried. Right now we've got, over in the New York precious metal spot market, we've got gold at 1,782. Look at that. They drove it down under 1,800. Can you believe that price suppression? We've got silver. Let's I got to scroll down a little bit here. We've got silver. It's up 23 cents for the day at $27.22 an ounce. Down in the major fraud indicators, we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 60 points at 31,553. The U.S. Zoller Index is currently down a quarter point at 90 and a third percent. And crude oil is down $1.68 at $58.84, which again, that's a bit of a mystery, isn't it? Supposedly, you've had 40% of our domestic oil production taken offline with the deep freeze going on in Texas. So the natural reaction should be, we should see oil going up $1, $2, $3 day after day right now. That would be the normal reaction. But that's not what we're seeing, is it? Because there is no legitimacy left in these fraudulent markets anymore. Don't call them financial markets. Call them what they are: fraud markets. Because that's all it is, people. Over in that gambling device called cryptocurrencies, we've got Bitcoin up almost another $4,000 today at $55,300, and that's fluctuating up and down. I'm actually watching the screen change right in front of me. Sometimes it's changing it at the rate of like once or twice per second. That's how much the price is fluctuating. But it's holding at about $55,300. Ethereum is up $14 at $1,951. And Litecoin, that's up $11 at $237. Good Lord. You know, I saw an interesting thing about Bitcoin. I've been doing a little more research on Bitcoin. And again, I still come to the same conclusion. If you think it's some form of real money, you are a fucking imbecile. It is not money. It is a method of communication. It's a method of using what they call the blockchain technology. Now, the blockchain technology is a method of recording the transactions. That's what it is. It's an open book, an accounting method that everybody can look at, and it records the transactions. It's actually a very nice system because it's very, very difficult for anyone, including the most sophisticated cyber warfare division of any government, it would be very difficult for them to go in there and make any kind of changes without getting caught. So the blockchain technology is a separate and apart from Bitcoin, but of course it was introduced as part of Bitcoin being secure. But it can be applied to virtually anything, which is exactly what they're trying to do. So the blockchain technology does have a lot of applications. The use of Bitcoin as a method of quick international payments, payments that are outside the centralized government-controlled system, it's very useful for that. So it does have some legitimate uses, but anybody who calls it money is a fucking imbecile. It is not money. And at some point, someday, it will crash because the intrinsic value of any cryptocurrency is the same as any fiat currency. Zero. And it may go to that at some point, and it's probably going to do so without warning. So you want to throw your money in there? Good luck. All right, let's get moving here. Now, talking about the deep freeze down in Texas. Now, this is interesting. Over in Zero Hedge. Ford, you know, the car company Ford. Ford urges Texas dealers to lend out hybrid trucks to power homes. Because, of course, they've still got millions of people down there with no power. And, of course, they're not typically accustomed to, number one, be without power for any length of time, and number two, severe cold. They're typically not very accustomed to that either. So you can have a heating system in your house, but for most people, if you have a heating system, the problem is if the electricity goes out, even if it's gas or oil, you still need the electricity to run the pumps and run the control system. So even though your gas may be flowing well, you may have an oil tank right there on your property, it still may not work if you don't have the electricity to run the control system and or the pumps. And now, of course, if you're smart, you put a bypass on it and you can hook it up to a generator and you can heat your house because you still have access to the fuel that the boiler or your house heating system requires, and the amount of electricity the boiler uses is actually very small. The fuel consumption is what really is the major consumer of energy, but you can't do that if you can't run the control system and you can't run the pumps. And apparently, some people just don't know how to do that. In fact, a lot of people don't. But over here, they're urging people. The Ford is urging its dealers, its Texas dealers, to lend out. Now, these hybrid trucks are not cheap. I mean, I suspect that a cheap hybrid truck is probably in the $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 range. But they're asking them to lend them out to power homes. Let's see what this says real quick. This is the first time you ever heard of this, or at least the first time I ever heard of it. Texas energy companies are busy restoring power on the grid after it was devastated last week by a polar vortex split that dumped Arctic air into the state along with multiple winter storms. Even though a few hundred thousand customers remain without power on Friday morning, the risk of blackouts could continue for a couple more days to stabilize the grid. While the power grid remains fragile, as we told readers, the grid was minutes away from uncontrollable blackouts earlier this week. Ford Motor Company is lending a helping hand to Texans devastated in one of the worst control blackouts in the nation's history. Now, they're doing what are called controlled blackouts so they don't end up with what's called uncontrolled blackouts, or what's really typically called a cascade failure. And that is, as one part of the grid shuts down because it gets overloaded, it then sheds the draw demand onto the remaining parts of the grid, which exceed its capacity, and then cause those parts of the grids to shut down, and like a domino effect, or they call it a cascade. And that's how the entire grid will eventually shut down. Same thing that happened in New York back in 1978, and I believe the one before that was 67. I don't remember the exact year. Those were cascade failures. The actual cause of the initial part of what actually initiated the whole cascade failure, the initial cause, which actually was actually quite small, and in fact, in the 78 one, but don't hold me on it, it was actually a single bad relay, believe it or not, that it caused the entire blackout of the New York State area, New York City included, all due to one relay, which then initiated a complete cascade failure throughout the entire northeastern grid system. And so to avoid that, they are doing what are called controlled blackouts. This way they can contain the over-amperage that would shut down the remaining functioning grid. Now, this is interesting that they want people to the dealers to lend out their trucks, and these trucks apparently have an onboard generator. It says here, let's see, it's Ford sent a memo to dealers across the Lone Star State urging them to loan out new F-150 trucks with an onboard generator. Well, let's see what this says here. Oh, here it is. The F-150's power boost generator comes in two sizes, either the 2.4 kilowatt generator, and that's a decent size. You can run a refrigerator, your computer, and maybe a small heater off of that. That's about it. And then it's got a 7.2 kilowatt system. 7.2, you can run your whole house as long as you're not getting too crazy with what you're turning on. You know, minimum lights. Your refrigerator is going to draw about 700 watts, 800 watts, and then once it gets going, it'll drop down to about 400 or 500 watts. And then whatever your heating system draws, and the pumps and control systems draw nothing unless you've got an electric heating system, and now you're going to need a generator just to run that, because now you're in the 5 to 10 kilowatt range. Anyway, it says in the memo, Ford said the 415 of these trucks are parked at dealerships, can be lent out to people and businesses in the community during the historic event. Now, it's interesting. They show a picture of it, and so apparently these trucks have these built-in generators. But then again, you know what? If you were always concerned about someday, not everything's always going to be working. Hopefully you just have a small generator. It doesn't take a lot, even the 2,000-watt, or which would be 2-kilowatt generator. will take care of most of your power needs as long as you're switching things on and off in sequence and not trying to run everything at once. Anyway, I thought that was interesting, though, because apparently the Ford F-150 trucks comes with an onboard generator. And so they're trying to lend them out. Now, I don't know how they're going to play that out, because once you do that, now these are technically used trucks, aren't they? You still can't turn around and sell them for new. So I'm just curious how they intend to handle the after effects of that. Hold on. Over in RT, Russia Today, in the international news. What's going on in Texas has made the international news. Empty shelves and long lines outside Texas outside stores as Texas runs out of food amid deadly cold snap. And, of course, there's some videos down there and shows people on these long lines trying to get in stores. Someone posted a video walking through, like, the Costco's and the Sam's Club and regular stores, and, the shelves are, like, half empty, three-quarters empty. Although it's interesting, the one video clip here, even though a lot of the shelves are empty, the shelves they do show, at least they got a lot of toilet paper. So apparently toilet paper's back in style. Anyway, this is what happens when you don't prepare, because never, ever assume the government will come and help you at your moment of need. In fact, it's the government's job to put you in a state of desperation so that you'll give away all those rights, all the abilities to be self-sufficient, because the government will come and take care of you. Like Hurricane Katrina down there in Louisiana. Remember when they shoved everyone inside that stadium and then they didn't even bring any food or water for them? And it was basically almost like a Mad Max scenario? Yeah, that's the kind of government you're relying on. Let's see how this is affecting. These kinds of weather patterns are not confined to the U.S. Also over in RT. Russia's Crimean Bridge, now this is over in the Crimea, Ukraine. Russia's Crimean Bridge closed for the first time due to snow as regional head declares weather-related state of emergency. Now, there's a video here. Now, they built this bridge after the Donbass region seceded from Ukraine and after Russia stepped in there and basically allowed the Ukraine or the Crimea to secede back into Russian control. They built a bridge. They actually built up a bridge. They built it pretty darn quick because there is a water gap there. And this is the first time they've had to close it, and it's due to the foul weather. Now, there's a great piece of video on there, and, man, they're getting clobbered with snow and ice, too. So it's not just in Texas. It's not just here in New Jersey. Looks like everyone's getting snow, but pretty much Henry. Now, Henry did say he was getting a little bit, but, that's definitely way less than is normal for his area, at least right now. All right, let's go on here. Interesting video. Let's get into another subject real quick. The so-called vaccines. Remember, let's get back to the COVID-19 scam, because that's all it is. But I'll tell you what's not a scam. The vaccine they want to inject in you, that will cause death. That is real. That is designed to make you sick and or kill you. And that's not a fantasy. Over in Before It's News, now this was posted on February 11th, so already it's 8 days old. But I actually got through halfway through this right now. I'm still going to watch it tonight. I'll try and watch the rest of it. And the article with the associated video is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny explains how the depopulation COVID vaccines will start working in 3 to 6 months. Now, that's the very same thing that Dr. Dolores Cahill, was it Cahill? I don't remember her last name now. It'll come back to me. But I mentioned her a couple weeks ago, and she talked about almost the same exact thing. After they give these, after people take these vaccines, within 3 to 6 months, you're really going to start to see the detrimental effects that they're going to cause, which is going to be permanent disabilities. It attacks your nervous system. It destroys your immune system. People are going to get sick, not because it's protecting you against sickness, but because what they're injecting into you is going to make you sick, and it disrupts your immune system, and people are going to start dying. Well, the fact is, as soon as they inject people, some people were dying within minutes of this. Forget the 3 to 6 months. But what they're really getting at here is in 3 to 6 months is when you're going to see the lion's share of what these vaccines are really designed to do start to surface. And I agree with her. Now, she's an older lady. She's been doing this for decades. She's well-spoken, and it appears she's doing her best to communicate the very essentials of the truth of what's going on here in the simplest language. In other words, you don't have to have a medical background. You don't have to have been an EMT at some point. You don't need to have been a science major in high school. She explains it in very simple, straightforward language that anybody can understand. As long as you got at least a second grade education, you'll understand everything she's talking about, because she's trying to make people understand that the science behind the so-called vaccine is not science at all. It's all bullshit. There is no real science behind it. However, there should be, because what they're injecting into you is lethal. And that you can show with science, which is exactly what they're trying to suppress. And she goes on to talk about a lot of stuff. Very, very well-spoken lady, older lady, who's been in the field many, many years. In fact, I think it was like three and a half decades. She's been doing this kind of work, used to head a trauma center and stuff. Very well-spoken, very knowledgeable lady. And it is worth your time if you are trying to convince somebody that getting a vaccine will be lethal to you. This is the kind of video you want them to watch. And it's a short video. It's only about 12 minutes long. All right, going on. Over in John Rappaport's blog, let's continue this theme of the COVID-19 scam. Now, John Rappaport's blog is called, when you go there, it's No More Fake News. All right, so he's got an article, and this was posted on February 16th, so that was 3 days ago. So if you scroll down, you'll find it. And it says, they didn't isolate the virus. Now, who's the they in the title, they didn't isolate the virus? It says here, chief Chinese epidemiologist tells NBC News, referring to samples taken from the Wuhan market a year ago, that they haven't isolated the virus. Well, wait a minute. If these are the people that supposedly were working on it and it escaped from their lab, how could they possibly not have isolated it? That's right. That's mathematically impossible. That's like saying you have a zoo with animals in it, but when you look around, you don't see any animals in the cage. And you'll say, well, where are the animals? And they'll just say, well, we don't know, but it's an animal zoo. Don't worry. Trust us. That's the same bullshit going on here. Let's see what they had to say here. The Chinese scientist's name is Dr. Wu Zanyu. He is the chief epidemiologist at the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention, NBC News reported. Freya, that's the NBC News reporter. Freya mentioned that samples were taken a year ago at the beginning of the outbreak with the infamous Hunan market in Wuhan. Then that's supposedly the animal market where the virus got out, you know, where they were having exotic meats there, and somehow, some way, this virus got into that market. It's probably on someone's clothes. That's the storyline they're trying to come up with. And, of course, it got transmitted to the rest of the world, because not only is that market serving the local population, it also exports to the world because it's an exotic meat market. She then asked Dr. Zanyu, why has the data not been shared? Meaning the data related to the so-called COVID-19 virus. He answered, they didn't isolate the virus. And that's a direct quote. He was referring to tissue samples taken from the animals sold at the market. There was an interesting answer. Why have the researchers and scientists claimed that SARS-CoV-2, commonly known as COVID-19, crossed species barriers from animals to humans at the market when no one has ever isolated the virus from samples taken at the market? The next and far bigger question is, when did Dr. Zanyu say they didn't isolate the virus? Is he only referring to tissue samples taken from the animals at the market? Or does his answer also apply to the first 40 human cases of the pneumonia in Wuhan, which were claimed to result from a newly discovered coronavirus? I've queried Dr. Zanyu. We'll see if he replies. And so he sent a question directly to this doctor, and when he gets an answer, he'll let us know. Now, John Rappaport in this article goes on to say, I have spent the last year demonstrating that no one has proved SARS-CoV-2, a.k.a. COVID-19, exists. I've also explained why people are dying, why the PCR test is meaningless and useless and deceptive, why the case and death numbers are meaningless, and why the con is being foisted on the global population. And I've covered a lot of those articles in which he's done that. Since the early days of the pandemic, many scientists authoring papers have claimed they isolated the virus. However, I've explained how, in Orwellian fashion, they torture and twist and reverse the meaning of the word isolate, so it signifies the opposite of what it actually means. You know, because it's upside down Tuesday, or it's reverse meaning Wednesday. I've also explained that the so-called genetic sequencing of the virus is another con. It is not the result of looking through some sort of cosmic microscope at genes lined up like cars in a supermarket parking lot. It's a process using a computer program to stitch together data, presumed pieces of a virus, based on speculation, bias, pretension, and sheer hype, rather than science. And you've heard me talk about this many times. The so-called pathogen they're calling COVID-19, where they say they have proof of it, was nothing more than a computer program. That is, they just basically filled in the numbers based on assumptions. Based on no evidence of a new virus, the Chinese regime locked down 50 million citizens. Fairly soon, they lifted lockdowns and pushed their economy into high gear again. They proved that the model of lockdowns to the West, where elite players, Bill Gates, the CDC, World Health Organization, the United Nations, praised the Chinese regime and adopted their lockdown strategy, thus wrecking national economies and hundreds of millions of lives. This is called a covert operation. It had nothing to do with science. This was an operation based on selling a story about a virus. For literate people, the word isolate indicates a thing is separated from all other material surrounding it. Very simple. However, for virologists, the word means we have a virus in a soup in a dish in the lab. Unisolated. Virologists state, the soup consists of the virus plus human and animal cells plus toxic drugs and chemicals plus all sorts of other genetic material. Now, the virologists who claim they isolated tell you that this is their definition of isolating the virus, that it's a soup that consists of so-called or assumed the virus, but it is known to contain human and animal cells, plus toxic drugs and chemicals, plus all sorts of other genetic material, because these samples are unfiltered. They know the virus is in the soup because some of the cells are dying. Therefore, the virus must be killing the cells. This is the assumption they make to prove COVID-19. John Rappaport goes on to say here, wrong. The toxic drugs and chemicals could certainly be killing the cells, especially since that's why they were picked. That's what they're designed to do, are to kill cells. The cells are also being starved of vital nutrients, and that fact alone could account for the cell death. There is no isolation. There is no proof a virus is in the soup. There is no proof a virus is killing cells. There is no proof the virus exists. And he's absolutely right, because this is a con. Remember, this is COVID-19 is not a medical crisis. It is a political one. Going on. Now, this is interesting, also over in John Rappaport's blog, No More Fake News. Yes, the New York Times exposed the PCR test. Now, I'm not going to read this whole article. I just want to read the very top paragraph here. As I've been telling readers for many months, even if you assume SARS-CoV-2 is real, the test is useful, and the case and death numbers are meaningful, there are a vast and crippling internal contradictions within the official portrait of COVID-19. Currently, I'm focusing on the PCR test and its fatal flaws. Now, remember, I've told you, the PCR test is not a test. So right off the bat, the very fact that they use the word test in connection with those three letters, PCR, is fraud. Polymerase chain reaction, which is what PCR stands for, is a technique, a method for DNA and RNA amplification used by geneticists. That's it. That's all it does. That's all it was ever intended for. To call it a test is like using a voltmeter to tell me how much money's in my bank account. Now, a voltmeter will operate as a voltmeter. My bank account will operate as a bank account. But neither one of them have any overlap whatsoever. And the same is true here with the so-called PCR test. The test is a major weak point in the enemy's attack on humanity. If the test falls, the case and death numbers are shown to be wildly false. And the whole pandemic narrative collapses. I urge readers to spread this information far and wide. On August 29th, 2020, So, you know, you're going back there several months now. The New York Times published a long article headlined, "Your coronavirus test is positive. Maybe it shouldn't be." Now, that was the article title by the New York Times, which is Commie Times. Your corona test is positive. Maybe it shouldn't be. John Rappaport goes on to say, its main message, the standard COVID PCR tests are diagnosing huge numbers of people who may be carrying relatively insignificant amounts of the virus. Most of the people are not likely to be contagious. In three sets of testing data compiled by officials in Massachusetts, New York, and Nevada, up to 90% of people testing positive carried barely any virus, a review by the Times found. Now, this article goes on and on and on, but the point is, the linchpin of their fraud is this so-called COVID PCR test. If you show that is a lie, then that automatically shows everything else is a lie. Now, doesn't it? Going on. Now, one more article here in relation to this. Over again in John Rappaport's site, No More Fake News. The New York Times recalls an outbreak of PCR lies. So the New York Times actually did expose, or at least one or two times, probably by accident, that it's complete bullshit. This article is a part of a current series of pieces I'm posting with the purpose of exposing the PCR fraud. Now, again, we just said, if you can expose that this so-called PCR test is not a test, that their entire fraud is based on this lie, then the rest of their lie falls apart. He goes on to say, now this is interesting because how many times have you heard me say this? The war against humanity, because that's exactly what we're in right now, people. How many times have you heard me say that? The war against humanity relies on this test. If the test fails, the whole official COVID narrative dissolves in front of our eyes. You can perform a valuable service by spreading this information far and wide. New York Times, January 22nd, 2007. Faith in quick PCR tests leads to epidemic that wasn't. So let's see what this says real quick. Dr. Brooke Herndon, an internist at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center, could not stop coughing. By late April, other healthcare workers at the hospital were coughing. For months, nearly everyone involved at the medical center had a huge whooping cough outbreak with extensive ramifications. Nearly 1,000 healthcare workers at the hospital in Lebanon, New Hampshire, were given a preliminary test and furloughed from work until the results were in. 142 people, including Dr. Herndon, were told they appeared to have the disease, and thousands were given antibiotics and a vaccine for protection. Hospital beds were taken out of commission, including some in the intensive care unit. Then, about 8 months later, healthcare workers were dumbfounded to receive an email message from the hospital administration informing them that the whole thing was a false alarm. Now, as they look back on the episode, epidemiologists and infectious disease specialists say the problem was that they placed too much faith in a quick and highly sensitive molecular test that led them astray, which is called the PCR test. There are no national data on pseudo-epidemics caused by over-reliance on such molecular tests, said Dr. Trish Pearl, an epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins and the past president of Society of Healthcare Epidemiologists of America. But, she said, pseudo-epidemics happen all the time. The Dartmouth case may have been one of the largest, but it was by no means an exception. So, and that's exactly what we have here, a pseudo-epidemic, but this was done intentionally. In that case there, where they're referring, it appears it was not done intentionally, but it appears it occurred because they had a belief in the so-called test system that they should not have had. So when they were getting certain results from running those techniques, their interpretation, which was incorrect, led them to believe that they had some kind of epidemic on their hand, which didn't exist. In the case of COVID-19, this is all being done intentionally. Anyway, this is an interesting article, and it goes on to talk about this stuff, but I did want to mention that. All right, let's get moving here. Now let's look at some hard data that they're trying to cover up over in the Liberty Beacon. And this was actually posted on February 13th, 2021. So again, this is 6 days old, and you can find it on the Liberty Beacon if you scroll into the older articles. Latest CDC, Centers for Disease Control, the latest CDC data shows 653 deaths, 12,044 injuries following COVID vaccine. Now, let me point out an interesting fact. When they talk about these statistics, and this is supposed to come from that VAERS, which is the Vaccine Acute Event Reporting System, what they will typically preface those numbers with is that doctors know by historical norms, by historical experience, that most adverse effects are not reported by people, and they're certainly not reported to the CDC in relation to a specific vaccine that they may have just had recently, which would mean, you know, they would have an idea that the illness they're suffering came from the last needle they received, which would have been that recent vaccine. In fact, on average, it's expected that only 1 to 2%, maybe on the high side of 2%, of the actual adverse reactions people report or get reported and make it to these lists. So when you hear that there's been 653 deaths, you can be damn sure the number of deaths caused by this vaccine is much higher. When you hear that there are over 12,000 injuries from this COVID vaccine, you could be damn sure that number is much, much higher. You know, the deaths may have a small chance of actually being reported as being caused by the vaccine because they're going to have to put it down on the death certificate or explain it. And the last thing that's going to be reported is family members will talk about how they just recently gotten that vaccine and then 2 days later they were dead or 3 days later they were dead. So it has maybe a fractional chance of making it just because that's what the family members will report. But with the injuries, you're okay. You're just sick or you're having trouble. Most people won't take the time to report it. They're just concerned that they're sick or they're having some kind of neurological event or disability, and so they're concerned about pursuing what's causing that, ignoring the fact that they just recently had the vaccine. So these numbers are definitely bigger than what they're reporting. But what I want to get is if you have a product and it is known to be causing hundreds and hundreds of deaths, thousands and thousands and thousands of injuries, that violates the Nuremberg medical protocols. It is a war crime. It is known to be a war crime because those Nuremberg codes from medical experimentation were used to prosecute some of those German doctors. And so you can't say it isn't law because they were prosecuted for violating those codes, and some of them were put to death. So you can't say, well, it's not law. Well, it was used in a legal proceeding, and not only were those codes used in the Nuremberg trials, the United States authored them. We wrote them. So you can't say the United States doesn't know about them, that the United States didn't agree with how they were worded or how they were enacted, because we're the ones that did it. These are war crimes, people. This isn't just about product liability. This isn't just about media cover-up. These are actual war crimes going on also, because we are in a state of war. It's a war against humanity. All right, one last one here. An interesting follow-up to what I was just reporting over in Natural News. Experimental mRNA vaccines, which is, that's COVID-19. As far as I know, the only mRNA vaccines being used on the human population is the COVID vaccines. So when they're talking about experimental mRNA vaccines and they're being injected into people, it's got to be the COVID-19 ones because this is the first time it's ever been done. Experimental mRNA vaccine causes 600 new cases of eye disorders and leave 5 people blind, according to the UK government. Now, remember what I told you about weapon systems. You know, the definition of a military weapon system is it's a 3D system. That is, it will disrupt, degrade, and or destroy, or some combination of those three. But that's what a weapon system is designed to do. It's designed to disrupt, to degrade the functioning of, or to destroy the target. In this case, the target is the person, the people. And that's exactly what these vaccines do. They disrupt your DNA, they degrade your immunological system, and they destroy your nervous system, and they kill you. This is, by definition, a chemical and biological warfare agent. By definition, that's what it is. By definition, it can't be called a vaccine, and I've already explained that dozens of times. It is not a vaccine. It is a chemical and biological warfare agent being injected directly into people, and it is a war crime. Anyway, if you want to go over and read some of this, this is interesting. You got people who are now being blinded. That's one of the side effects of it because it destroys your nervous system. And that's it. That was the last one I had. I just wanted to double check. Oh, one last one here. Let me see. And we're talking about how the price of gold and silver is moving up and down. I meant to mention this earlier on, but over in King World News, alert. No gold or silver available in size in London or Zurich, Switzerland. Now, that's interesting because typically it's one or the other, but these are your major bullion dealers in London and in Zurich, Switzerland. So usually it's one or the other, but I've never seen where they are both virtually out of silver and gold, which is what they're reporting here. So what I'm getting at is you are going to see an explosion at some point in the precious metals market, especially if they try and do a short sale on it or stop the short sale of it. So if you're thinking about getting some, now's still the good time, if you can even find it. But at some point, as they say, the jig is up. And when that happens, all the pretense drops away, and that's when you have the price explosion because their price suppression mechanisms will no longer work. And that's what's coming. Anyway, that's it for me. Unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my bullion buddy, Henry Shively. Going once, going twice. On you, Henry.
Well, I ain't got no stash or gold or silver.
But you do have some lead.
I've got one silver bar that one of our people that does a lot of work on the site sent me that I'll be in the next auction. But there are other ways, people. I mean, in my world with my people, we find out. I know what's going to be fucking worth money. I know what's going to get me what I want. And
well, you know, Henry, when the shit hits the fan, them bullets, they're going to be as good as gold, man.
They are. And the, you know, that's enough said. And anyway, I got this one here. I'm just going to hit the headline and talk about this a little bit. Wuhan lab eligible to receive U.S. taxpayer funding through 2024. NIH confirms. And see, these articles that are being put out, you know, like this here, right? I'm supposed to read this and go, them son of a bitches, that, you know, we're giving money to fucking China? Really? When, you know, our own fucking people are starving to death. We have the shit going on in Texas and stuff. And you know, but what it does is you have to, it's the global thing. It's trying to reinforce that in your mind. COVID exists. No, it fucking doesn't. And any money they're giving over to fucking China, they're giving it to China and it's going in somebody's fucking pocket because there is no fucking virus. Never has been no virus.
Explain. People don't understand. Wait a minute. We're sending them the money to work on increasing the virility of a viral agent, which is development of a biowarfare agent, which is against every international law that exists on the subject.
Yeah, but see the way they do. I mean, this is propaganda, because you have to start with working from the assumption that COVID-19 exists, which it does not fucking exist, man. It just fucking doesn't.
You know, the John Rappaport articles I've read, how many times has he gone over this over and over in detail? And, you know, and people are still believing this nonsense.
Well, you guys probably won't believe it, but they're, you know, they're also, we also give China fucking, money every year because they're a developing country that we are borrowing. It's just like, you know, us borrowing the money from the fucking thieves that created the derivatives bubble in 2008 from them to give back to them and still owe it to them. I mean, to give to them to pay off their fraud, and we owe them the fucking money that they borrowed in our goddamn great-grandchildren's name. Same fucking principle. And I was listening to a thing on the Stupid Box this morning, and this was one of the stories they told. Now, they're wanting all this money for these fucking schools. We just can't get them schools open for that COVID-19 that doesn't exist. And so the guy's asking the bitch, what's the problem? Well, we need the ventilation. Well, there's $60 billion from the last stimulus sitting in a bank account, or supposedly sitting in a bank account, that is for the fucking schools. So why isn't the work being done? Well, we need this new money. We need to, I think they're wanting fucking 30 or 300 billion more to fucking go through all the schools and do the things. Why aren't you fucking, you haven't spent the last, I mean, $60 billion, people. How, what kind of interest does that draw by the fucking minute? But I mean, this whole thing is, it's out in your face now. There's no fucking denying what's going on in this goddamn country. And we're gonna keep nosediving. We're in a fucking nosedive in a fucking 747 and fucking, whether we, you know, you seen, you remember the old commercial for Skin Bracer, the guy's pulling back on the fucking handle and he gets over and he slaps the other guy on the face. He wakes up and he grabs the handle and they barely pull the plane out of the fucking dive. That's where we're at. And it's because of nothing but wanton stupidity and cowardness. But I'm seeing it here in Oregon, man. When everybody, you know, when they let them try this fucking shit of taking our right to self-defense, a self-defense free zone. You want to fucking bet? Do you want to fucking bet? You're going to keep pushing us from that fucking cities up there, from that fucking shithole Salem and that shithole Portland. You're going to keep pushing us until we have to come to town. And we will have our self-defense with us. And the very word self-defense tells you what the son of a bitch is for. It's to defend. And it is to defend against tyrannical motherfucking corporation that has been put in place in violation of our law. It is there to enforce our fucking law. And that's what, you, like I said, to take it, you gotta defeat it. And you're saying that it's such a big fucking problem. You wait till you see the fucking problem it is. At any rate, we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, don't forget about these goddamn bullets. It's FRANGIBLE. And they will get you killed. I think it took 20 rounds to foul a brand new gun. 20 rounds. Till it wouldn't fucking shift another shell in and fire. Until it was worked on. Of course, it was a new gun and it was a high point, but I mean, I've shot a lot of high points and jamming ain't a part of the fucking program. But take them apart, I got the shoddy fucking work. I would say the high point fucking, like I said, you've made billions of fucking dollars by now. Fucking upgrade your fucking tooling and finish fucking manufacturing the fucking guns. At any rate, I guess that'll have to be the word from the trenches. We'll see you guys on Monday. Thanks, brother. You too.